Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Red October is back. Phillies postseason coverage on KYW News Radio.
They're smelt blood in the water. They got scrappy and got.
That's Phillies reliever Matt Strom reflecting on last night's devastating eighth inning where the bullpen gave up five runs to the Mets. Things got off to a good start for the Phillies. Kyle Schwarber led off the game with a monster home run, and Zach Wheeler didn't allow a run in seven innings pitched, but that home run was the only run the Phillies scored during that time. Then the Mets did what they've done all postseason and came back in crunch time. Final score from the bank was 6-2. The Mets now have a 1-0 lead in the best-of-five National League Division Series, but fans are hoping the Phillies can even the score today. KYW's Vic Raghupathy joins us live from the ballpark ahead of today's game. And Vic, I was there last night. My voice still hurts, and I'm not sure it was worth it.
Well, Kirk, my deepest condolences for that. You know, it's now the third year in a row that we can say this. The Phillies wasted a Zach Wheeler NLDS start. This time, perhaps the most masterful performance in the career of MLB's current king of postseason pitching. Brandon, this Phillies fan, did not like what he saw.
I'm really disappointed. The bats kind of went cold. Besides Kyle Schwarber, you know, there really wasn't anything there. There was opportunity. We had runners in scoring position. Harper struck out there. So, you know, there's some room for improvement, obviously. Just look for a better game next time.
And Phillies fans are waking up this morning to an unfamiliar feeling. No, not the unbearable, crushing weight of dread that's practically ritual, but the feeling of being down 1-0 in a playoff series. Hasn't been the case since the 2010 NLCS, sorry for the reminder. And last night, that 2010 game, and game one of the 2007 NLDS are the only series openers the Phillies have dropped at Citizens Bank Park. The bank was at capacity last night, more than 45,700 fans who were brought from the peaks of excitement to the canyons of misery. That same sort of crowd expected this evening for starter Christopher Sanchez, who is given the ball because he excels in South Philly. The game starts at 4:08 p.m., but the team says to arrive 20 to 25 minutes early so you can see pregame ceremonies like Phillies Wall of Famer Greg Ludzinski throw out the first pitch. Kirk, they want the bull to see red.
Hey, Vic, aside from you, is there any tailgating going on down there this morning?
I didn't see anything early this morning. Right now I'm actually inside the ballpark, but didn't seem like any fans arrived pre-sunrise.
All right, well, it could be getting out there early today because it's a really great day to be in the parking lot. That's Vic Raghupathy.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.